A moment from last week's GOP presidential debate is still resonating, and we start there today. Last week, NBC's Brian Williams posed this question to Governor Rick Perry.
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you struggled to sleep at night with the idea that any one of those might have been innocent?
No, sir, I've never struggled with that at all.
Now, there's been debate about the audience applauding executions, but also Perry's former attorney general in Texas was disturbed by something that happened in six death penalty cases. Back in 2000, he suggested they all be reopened. All were except one, and the man in that case, Dwayne Buck, is scheduled to be put to death tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time unless Governor Perry steps in. Now, Buck has admitted guilt in the 1995 shooting that left his ex-girlfriend and her friend dead and another woman injured. What's at issue is, as then-Attorney General John Cornyn said, a psychologist told jurors during sentencing that blacks and Hispanics were more likely to commit future crimes. Brandi Grissom is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. So, Brandi, no question of guilt, and the stories of the shooting in front of witnesses are pretty horrendous. But Buck is black. How did race come into the trial through the testimony of the psychologist?
Dr. Quijano is the psychologist who brought forth this testimony, and he was actually a defense witness in this case, and he had testified that Mr. Buck wasn't a very high risk for future dangerousness. But when this was turned over to the prosecution for questioning, they asked him this question about race and whether race was a factor in future dangerousness, and he agreed because Mr. Buck was black, he would be more likely to be a risk for danger in the future.
So the prosecution asked if race was a factor in recidivism?
Yes.
Do we know if Dr. Quijano was quoting from statistics? Because we're looking at studies, including one from Florida State University School of Criminology, that says that, in fact, whites and women are more likely to reoffend. It's because they have more trouble living with the label of felon. And also, this was a crime of passion. He killed his ex-girlfriend. People who commit crimes of passion are less likely to reoffend. So do we know what he was basing his answer about race on?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what his research or the research that he cited was at trial, but Mr. Buck was pretty high on drugs, and so that was certainly a factor in this case. And he shot three people in this incident. The third victim was a woman named Phyllis Taylor, with whom he grew up, and although they weren't biologically related, they sort of referred to one another as brother and sister. And in recent days, she has come forward to ask Governor Perry and the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles to step in and halt this execution.
But regardless of those pleas, what is the reason given for not reopening Buck's case, given that the issue of race came up in this case as well?
Mr. Buck's attorneys say that the primary reason that his case hasn't been retried, at least on the sentencing portion, is really purely a matter of timing. They say that at the time, Attorney General Cornyn admitted that there was error in these cases and that race shouldn't have been brought up and that allowing it was unconstitutional. At the time that he admitted that, Buck's case was still in the state courts as opposed to these other cases which had at that point made their way to the federal courts. And the difference is that in state courts, the district attorney has decision-making for what happens in those cases. But at the federal level, it's the attorney general who makes those choices. And these other cases that were at the federal level, where Mr. Cornyn was the decision-maker, those cases had new trial on the sentencing phase. But Mr. Buck's case wasn't at that point yet. And when it did reach that point, new lawyers had come along that made other decisions.
Well, that former Attorney General John Cornyn is now a U.S. senator and a Perry ally. He's not speaking. But the assistant prosecutor on this case, Linda Geffen, is saying there should be a new sentencing hearing because race should never be put in front of a jury, especially a death row case. So we know the options that are left are Governor Perry staying this for 30 days. There's precedence here. He has stayed other executions, four of them. What's the sense of what might happen today?
Like we mentioned, he doesn't have a long history of granting clemency or reprieves. He's only done it four times, and there have been now 235 executions under his watch. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Brandi Grissom of the Texas Tribune on the case of Dwayne Buck, scheduled to be put to death tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time in Texas, despite questions about the issue of race being raised in his sentencing trial. Brandi, thank you.
Thank you.